السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. With your du'as, I'm here today. I haven't been attending regularly in the masjid for the last few weeks because I've had some illness which I've inadvertently spread to some of my colleagues at work. So even from work, I've been trying not to go in too much, and I didn't want to spread it among the brothers here. So with your du'as, I'm feeling a lot better, alhamdulillah. I'm feeling well enough to come in. I'd like to say a few words before the khutbah, which will start after the adhan at 1:20. So I'll speak for about 15-20 minutes. And I'm going to speak about something that's coming up, that's in the days, a very special time, which Allah gives a lot of attention to in the Qur'an. And there's a lot of attention given to this in the ahadith. But I'm going to begin by entering into a doorway to the topic. And the doorway is a recurrent theme in the Qur'an. A theme that recurs again and again and again in the Qur'an is Allah referring to natural phenomena. Allah referring to aspects of his creation. So things like the moon, the sun, the wind, the changing of the winds. And Allah refers to these things as his ayat, his signs, which point towards him. But very often in the Quran, Allah mentions these signs, these amazing creations of Allah, in order to then require us to be conscious of him. So for example, Allah says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, واختلاف الليل والنهار, and the alternation of the night and the day, لآيات لأولي الألباب. In these things there are signs for those who have intelligence, for those who have perception. And the next thing Allah says, because the purpose of these physical phenomena is not that they're amazing and they have beautiful colors and something to marvel at. It's not the northern lights Allah is asking us to go and see. This is not an act of tourism. The next thing Allah says is الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, those who remember Allah. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, those who remember Allah standing and sitting and lying down. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and who ponder about the creation of the heavens and earth. Again, not because they're on a touristic trip. It's not like, wow, look at that building, isn't it amazing? This is not tourism for the sake of entertainment, but pondering about the creation of Allah in order to remember him, to bring him to mind. This is the purpose of it. And so in another part of the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ, they ask you about the phases of the moon. It literally means the moons, and we're thinking, well, the earth only has one moon. But the meaning of this verse, أَهِلَّةِ, is the alternation of the moon, the waxing and the waning of the moon. Where the moon grows and it shortens and grows and it shortens. And when you listen to the question at first instance, it feels like it's a question about physics. It's a question about a physical phenomena. What is this thing? What is the moon? What's its purpose? Is it just a scientific question? Is this just a question of scientific interest, a scientific inquiry? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ, and Allah replies, he says, قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ, that this moon I have created to serve as a calendar for people. This creates a lunar calendar. And what is a calendar? A calendar is a schedule of activities. That's a calendar. I have a calendar on my phone. It gives me milestones. At this time, I do this. At this time, I do that. What is that calendar for? Is that calendar in the morning, we're going to have breakfast in the cafe. And then for lunch, we're going to go to a gourmet restaurant. And then we're going to go to see the Eiffel Tower. And then we're going to have dinner in the Michelin restaurant. Is that the calendar that's being referred to here by the phases of the moon? No, it's the calendar of our acts of worship of Allah, where we will remember Him. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. Allah specifies within this calendar Hajj. There are other things that could have been mentioned here. There could have been mentioned Salah, which is very, very important. It's one of the pillars of Islam. And Salah is mentioned in many other places. In this particular verse, Allah says, Mawaqi, the calendar of acts of worship, our Salawat, our Ramadan. Out of all of this calendar, Allah mentions Hajj. To single Hajj out because of its importance. To single Hajj out because of its importance. And this Hajj, my dear brothers, is coming up in the next few days. And many of us in our community, we don't often appreciate the importance of Hajj, not only for those who go to Hajj. If we go to Hajj, we appreciate its importance. And we think of it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, yes. But we don't appreciate often the importance of Hajj for those who are not going to Hajj that year. That's probably most of us. I think there are some people here who go to Hajj. May Allah accept your Hajj. May Allah make it Hajj Mabrur. But I think the majority of us in this room will probably not go to Hajj this year. So what do we do? How important is it for us? It's of terrible importance. And we miss out. All of us, except those of us who were unable to, fasted for the whole of Ramadan. How often do we miss the fasting of Hajj in our calendar? We sometimes miss it. Sometimes Hajj is over and you think, oh, I could have fasted. I forgot. It's one of those things we forget. We don't forget Ramadan, we forget Hajj. So can you see the wisdom behind what Allah says, قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. Even though it's mawaqit for Ramadan and other things too. The beginnings and the ends of the months. The other months, the middle of the months, when we fast in the Ayyamul Bid, this moon determines all of these things. But it's Hajj Allah singles out. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. And then the next bit is another surprise. Quran is full of surprises. Allah says, وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ. Firstly, reminding us that the purpose of this calendar and the purpose of Hajj is birr. And birr means to remember Allah, to bring Allah to mind, to have what we call piety. We translate birr as piety. It's to live a righteous life with Allah present in our minds. وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ بِأَنْ تَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ذُهُورِهَا. When you read this at first instance, you think, what is this? Allah is saying, it is not piety to enter houses from the back door. What a strange thing. What does this mean? وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. But piety is the one who is conscious of Allah, who fears Allah, who protects himself from Allah's anger and therefore punishment. And then Allah says, وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ذُهُورِهَا. Enter houses through their doors. This verse is a conundrum. It has many, many meanings. But the historical context of this verse was that the pagan Arabs, the mushrikun, when they used to go to Hajj and they used to come back, they used to have a superstition. They used to believe that when you come back from Hajj, it's ominous. It's a bad omen to enter your house through the front door. It's a bad omen to enter your house through the front door. So they used to enter their house through another door or over the wall. Very, very strange practice. But they thought that this is somehow some form of piety which they made up out of their own cultural mores and behaviors and their own conjecture. They made up this idea that to enter their house through the front door is ominous, is something you shouldn't do when you come back from Hajj. So Allah says, enter houses through the door. Firstly, to rebuke them and to rebut what they're doing, making up their religion. But also to teach us a lesson that when we want to be in Allah's presence, there is a decorum, there is a door. There are things that we must do in order to be worthy of Allah's presence. So for example, each surah of the Quran is like a garden. In fact, the word surah means an enclosure, a wall that you put around a garden. If you ask the Arabs what's the meaning of surah, they will say, well, surah is like a wall or a fence. In the old days, they used to have a garden and they'd have a sur or a surah around it. So each chapter of the Quran is like a garden enclosed with a wall. So inside this garden, you can step in and you can eat of its fruits. You can enjoy the beauty of its flowers. You can rest in its shade. You can be guided in this garden. But each of these suwar, these enclosures, has a door. And that door is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That door is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In fact, you could think of it like this. The first surah, the first garden, or the first enclosure, is the key to all of the other enclosures, because all of the other surah are a response to Suratul Fatiha. You do know this, right? Suratul Fatiha is a question. The rest of the Quran is the answer. And Allah doesn't waste time to answer, because in the beginning of Suratul Baqarah, Allah, blow by blow, answers each of the verses of Suratul Fatiha. When we say, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim, guide us along the straight path. Allah says a few verses later in Suratul Baqarah, Hudan lil-Muttaqin, this book is a guidance for those who have taqwa. Going back, Walakinna al-Birra manit taqa. Piety is those who are fearful of Allah's anger. This is what taqwa basically means. It means to protect ourselves from Allah's anger. And so Suratul Fatiha is the key. The first garden is the key to the other gardens. And the key to Suratul Fatiha is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the decorum when we go to visit and be in the presence of the King of Kings is to say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. To praise the King, we don't just ask. There is a door. You don't just go straight to your question. You prepare yourself by reminding yourself that I'm doing this in the name of Allah, who is the merciful of the dunya and the akhirah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And then we praise Him. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Praise. And praise includes Allah's right to be praised, and also our gratitude to Him for everything He's given us. Because praise includes the meaning of Allah's praiseworthiness as the Lord, and also our need for Him, and therefore our gratitude towards Him, our shukr, because hamd in Arabic includes the meaning of shukr. And therefore the word hamd is the better word, the best word with which to begin a prayer for guidance. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And then we invoke His mercy again. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. We acknowledge that He's the master of the Day of Judgment. And we invoke our servitude towards him. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. This is a door, this is a preamble which is leading us to what we need to ask him. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ Guide us along the straight path. And so what is the door to getting the benefit of these days, these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah? What is the door? The door is all of those things. The door, the key is not a mystery. It's not a mystery about what we have to do. It's also not very hard. But some people are better at it than others. Let me give you an example. If you go out to the field, you'll see little boys sometimes practicing football, like a football coach teaching the little boys how to, or girls how to play football. And so the coach, he takes these cones and he puts them in a line, in a row, and he makes the children weave with a ball through the... Have you seen this? Weave the ball through the cones, right? Now these little boys are learning how to play football. They're not professionals. They're just learning how to dribble the ball between these cones, zigzag. Now, if you go down the road to, what's the local football team? West Ham. That might be the closest. West Ham football team, stadium, Olympic Stadium. You will see that these professionals who get paid millions of pounds a week, some of them, the coach takes them to the field and he puts these cones out in exactly the same way and he makes them dribble the ball through the cones. Have you seen this? Sometimes you see it on TV. These people who are paid millions of pounds are doing the same thing that children do. Why? Because to be an amateur and to be a pro, you just have to do the same thing. It's just some people are better than others because they've had more practice. This is the key. So what Allah asks us to do is not esoteric. It's not something you have to go to somewhere in the Far East and sit and meditate for 10 years to discover as a secret through some form of meditation or yoga. No. It's not a secret. It's an open secret. What we need to do, I don't need to tell you to do, you already know. What we need to do is just do it. And do it again and again and again and not get tired with it. I get tired. We all get tired. And Allah describes those who are close to Him as those who don't get tired. لا يفترون. They don't get tired. They don't get tired of calling upon Allah. And when they feel tired, they get up and they do another form of worship as a form of entertainment. And then they come back and they do more. So the benefit from the days of Hajj are that we enter the presence of Allah with decorum, with the right state of mind. We put ourselves in the right state of mind. We mention Allah's majesty. One of the best ways to begin is just reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Sit down, recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Puts you in the state of mind. And then to remember Allah. So what can we do in Hajj? We can spend as much time as we possibly can remembering Allah. Use all the downtime. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Whatever comes to our mouth. We can spend the time doing some nafl ibadat, some salah. We can spend the time fasting. That's a really important thing we can do. We can fast for the 9 days and then break our fast on the day of Eid. It's a very special thing to do. We can give acts of charity. We can help our brothers and sisters, the members of the Muslim Ummah who are less fortunate than us in all parts of the world. We can come to their aid. We can help them. All of these things are things we can do in the days of Hajj. And the final thing I'll say before I stop for the adhan is sometimes I think, when Hajj comes along, I'm going to be really pious. I'm going to change on the first day of Hajj. I'm going to be a different person. So let me enjoy myself a bit more now for the next few days. Allah forgive me, but not yet. I have a few more things to do that will displease you, but I'll be good on the day of Hajj. Do you recognize that state of mind? Now, maybe that state of mind isn't that stark. I've expressed it in an extreme way. But these ways of thinking, these false ways of thinking, are the waswasa of shaitan. Sometimes shaitan comes along and says, oh, it's okay, just carry on for a bit. It'll be okay when you change. You'll change in Ramadan, you'll change in Hajj, you'll change on Friday or whenever. And so let's expunge those thoughts from our mind. The door to Hajj is open today. Today we have opened that door, and we will leave this room today with whatever plan we have for Hajj. We're going to make a start today. So if in Hajj I think, right, I'm going to fast, why don't I do a practice fast before Hajj in preparation? If I think during Hajj I'm going to read a juz of the Quran every day, why don't I build up towards that, do some practice, and so on and so forth. Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, let's have the adhan and we'll begin. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a quick reminder, brother. This is every Saturday, which is started from last Saturday, from Zuhr, after Zuhr Salah, there will be start. There's a sheikh coming here for a talk, and his name is Abu Alaya. So we all know him. I want to everyone to let you know, please bring your children as well with ourselves. So this is school holiday as well, and plus it's a Saturday afternoon. So inshallah, we'll all benefit for that. The bayan, and inshallah, is very, very important. We all know that Sheikh is very well spoken, and alhamdulillah. The other thing, I think we all know, the last year we went for the boat racing, and alhamdulillah, we raised quite some amount of money, and we need some support from all the local community that we can go again this year. In the Fairlop water, and this is going to be start on the 6th of July on a Saturday. So if you can bring all your families and everyone, so inshallah there will be a facility for the ladies separate as well, and for the children, so they can see what's the actual race in normally we do in Bangladesh. I don't know about the Pakistan and other countries, but definitely we do in Bangladesh, a boat racing. So something we can see our culture, and at the same time we can do something for our young sister, and then also for the our masjid as well. Last year, alhamdulillah, we win the first prize. So alhamdulillah, this is what we can do for this year. Please come and support us, and inshallah we can go from here. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Just a quick reminder. I know I do that sort of every other week, or we say it's about the parking. We had a couple of emails from Christie Garden. But can you, when you parked your car, can you just to make sure that you don't block anyone's driveway? And especially, I'm going to say that few houses or two houses there. One is number one on the left hand, the first house. Between the first house and the second house, number three, there's a little space for the parking. But when you parked your car, they're finding it very difficult to go out and in from the driveway. So could you please avoid this spot? And also number nine, although he hasn't run his driveway down yet, he just finished his driveway work, but he hasn't put the drop curb yet. He applied on the council. But also he's complaining that a lot of our brothers, they leave their cars and they're coming into the masjid. The point of they made is, well, the curb is not dropped. But you can see his car is inside the driveway. He just finished work, and skip was there, but a lot of people, you know, leave their cars there and they come for a prayer. So especially, brother, when you come for the Maghrib Salah and the Isha, and we find it on the Jummah as well, we find a lot of disturbance from our neighborhood. But please, we have to be very careful where we parked our car, and especially on the entrance, when you go to the Christie Garden, there is a post. This is the single yellow line. That means you shouldn't be parking whether a left or a right inside of the single yellow line, because this is purely for go in and give way when traffic coming out from the Christie Garden, and especially on that corner of the Grove Road. So brothers, you know, we keep reminding every brothers, and if this happening, then we don't have any choice. We have to call the traffic warden and take the responsible to them. They will put a ticket. So this is the stage that we are going to be now, inshallah. If we do receive any more email from those neighbors, and this is the next caution that we're going to take. So we have sent a reply to their email and apologize them, and we also ask them, so if you see any cars, please send us forward the number plate. And please, I'm urging all my brothers, when you come to the masjid, either you come early or leave your car bit further down to the road where there's a lot of spaces there as well, front of the school. But you know, you don't want to be parked right front of the masjid and then coming in and disturbing the other, especially our neighbors. Even if they are non-Muslim, we should be take more care of them. You know, this is what should be for the masjid, inshallah. So please, brothers, when you come to the masjid, think twice the way you're going to leave your cars. So this is my urgent, very appeal to you, all my brothers, please. And make sure when you see something, is someone parked wrong, please report it to the imam and he can make the announcement. So I think we all should take this, the importance of looking after our masjid, which is your masjid. And please, if you see anyone parking between those two spaces and plus on the corner, especially the Grove Road corner and the Christie Garden corner, please take a picture and give it to the imam and he can, make the announcement. So, Razakallah for everything and for the support of the masjid. And as I said, for the Saturday is a very, very important talk. Please, if we don't come on the attendance of this program, then that program will be not benefited for any of us. So please, this is very important. If you can bring your children and ourselves, we can come in and listen to the bayan. It's very, very important. He's a very good scholar. We all know him, and he come all the way from the Leighton to see if we can learn something better. And I'm sure a lot of university students come here to take a note of this. So anybody want to take a note? Please bring your own notebooks, and you can take some notes as well, inshallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فقال ربنا تعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج، وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها، ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها، واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. أيها المسلمون، فإننا عند أبواب شهر عظيم، شهر مبارك، وشهر يهمل البعض بل الكثير منا هذا الشهر، ألا وهو شهر ذو الحجة. ففي هذا الشهر أيها المسلمون ينطلق بعضنا من بيوتهم إلى بيت الله، ويقومون عند الكعبة وعند المسجد الحرام، ويقومون بمناسك الحج، والبعض الكثير منا الآخرون، الأغلبية منا، نهمل هذا الشهر، نهمل الصيام في شهر الحج، نهمل قراءة القرآن في شهر الحج، نهمل ذكر الله في شهر الحج. فأوصيكم أيها المسلمون ألا نترك الصيام ولا القيام ولا الذكر ولا قراءة القرآن في هذا الشهر العظيم، فإن ربنا تعالى يذكر ويفرد ذكر هذا الشهر بقوله تعالى: يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج. وما غرض هذه المناسك؟ هل الحج عبارة عن مجموعة من الأعمال الخارجية؟ هل الحج عبارة عن مجموعة من المناسك والأعمال والمشاعر؟ لا، في قلب عمل الحج، في لبه، في داخله، في بطانيته، تقوى الله. فإن ربنا تعالى يذكر تقوى الله عند ذكر الحج، فيقول: وليس البر أن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها، ولكن البر من اتقى. أوصيكم أيها المسلمون بتقوى الله، أوصيكم بتقوى الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول ربنا تعالى في كلامه المجيد أيضا بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقوني يا أولي الألباب، فإن خير الزاد التقوى، فتزودوا تزودوا قبل أوان الحج تزودوا الآن أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأن أتزود أنا نفسي بتقوى الله وبعبادته وبزيادة فيما في رواتبي. نعم نصلي نصلي الصلوات الرواتب، نعم الفجر والظهر والعصر والمغرب والعشاء كل يوم نصلي، ونصلي صلاة الجمعة وندعو الله بعد الصلاة ونحضر محاضرات والدروس. نعم هذه عادات ورواتب. فما رأيكم أن نزيد فيها قليلا في الأيام الآتية؟ ما رأيكم؟ اتفقنا؟ إن شاء الله. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم تقبل منا صلاة الجمعة. اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا في هذه اليوم المبارك. اللهم تقبل منا قيامنا وقراءتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا ودعاءنا يا رب العالمين. استجب لنا آمين، استجب لنا آمين، استجب لنا آمين. اللهم عليك بأعدائك أعداء الدين، اللهم عليك بأعدائك أعداء الدين، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم أهلكهم، اللهم امسخهم في مكانتهم. اللهم لا تجعل اللهم لا تجعلهم مسلطين علينا. اللهم لا تسلط علينا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا. اللهم كن في عون إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم كن في عون إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم وانتصر لهم، اللهم انصرهم وانتصر لهم. اللهم أرنا العجائب فيهم وفي أعدائهم يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى فَذَكِّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك تقواك اللهم إنا نسألك تقواك اللهم إنا نسألك تقواك رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم